beginning at 8.
Look at that!
Only on the Weather Channel. Witness stories of courage, survival, and the human spirit.
We're gonna get the hell out of here, mate.
Wow!
As nature's most dramatic forces come together.
Oh my God, it's a tornado!
Maybe the worst that I've seen.
Yo, it's coming!
It's riveting.
Bear's moving very fast. Let's go.
It's raw.
This thing was a monster.
It's real. The Weather Channel in primetime. Weeknights beginning at 8, only on the Weather Channel.
New York Life Insurance Company is still strong, still stable, and still hiring. If you're looking for a career with a strong, stable company, join our team. New York Life offers its sales agents comprehensive training, a flexible schedule, and significant income potential. If you're looking for a new career, choose one with a company that is strong today and will be well into the future. To learn more about becoming an agent with New York Life, visit newyorklife.com/careers, an equal opportunity employer.
CBS News correspondent Pam Coulter tells us about the death of a woman whose famous father put her in the spotlight, too.
Eleanor Mondale had a reputation as a wild child in her younger years, but the daughter of a vice president became a broadcast journalist, co-hosting a show with Susie Jones on WCCO in Minneapolis.
She was very welcoming and easy to talk to, and yet you knew sometimes by what she said that she's lived this incredible life.
Eleanor Mondale lost her battle with brain cancer. She was 51. Also 51, Kara Kennedy Allen. She died suddenly of an apparent heart attack. The only daughter of the late Senator Ted Kennedy, she also battled lung cancer, which had been in remission. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Roderick Ward of Covington, Georgia, says he caught three young intruders who'd broken into his home because they took photos of themselves on his camera, which they left behind. He says they also washed a dog in his bathroom. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade!
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix! See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry, I'm a hugger.
At Advance Auto Parts, our service commitment doesn't just apply at our stores. It stretches online to advanceautoparts.com. Find the right part for your car from our expanded selection of over 350,000 quality parts and live customer service. That's a service commitment you can depend on. Get $15 off orders of $90 or more, or $25 off orders of $125 or more at advanceautoparts.com. See site for details. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
1270 The Buzz. Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back, and welcome to my co-host, JP. Hey, JP.
Hey.
You know, security is on everybody's mind these days with the economy the way it is, so many break-ins, cars, houses. I mean, it's unbelievable the crime right now going on. And security has become the most important thing. So I thought, let's have Dave from the Spy Shop on because he knows all of that. He used to be a cop. He was a detective. He's a big kid. Loves all. He's got so many prank things over there. You know, anything. You know, you go to shake hands with him. You know, no way. I went in to see him, and he hands me these and goes, "Oh, look at these, Lady J." He goes, "These are rattlesnake eggs." And I go, "Ooh, they're pretty." He goes, "Look, we're gonna make jewelry out of them. Just look at them." I open up. You know,
snake
this came whole
out.
Yes, this whole rattle thing. So I mean, he's a big kid. He has so many cool things over there in that shop.
Does he have little teeny itty bitty spy cams?
Yes.
Like nanny cams?
Yes. You won't believe what he has in that shop. It's unbelievable what he doesn't have, he can get. I mean, it's, and technology is so crazy right now. So anyway, he came in and sat in and talked with me, so I thought we'd let them listen in. So let's hear that, Sean.
Hello, hello, hello.
David Courier. Some things never change. From the Spy Shop.
Yes.
And I know, David, you've had that place down there forever in South Virginia, and you were somewhere before that.
Yes.
You've gotten big down there.
Well, I've tried to lose as much weight as possible. I go to the gym occasionally. And
yeah, you're taking up some space, but I see you're getting a bigger space to be in. Yeah, you still look healthy. You look good. It's nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too, Lady J.
You know what? I bet you that your shop is doing fantastic right now with all the security things and all the crime and, I mean, everything going on right now, the economy the way it is.
Yes, we're doing very well, very well. You know, there's no shortage of crime. Crime doesn't take any naps, no sleep.
No. It's a lot of break-ins, car break-ins,
yep.
Breaking into houses, just knocking down doors.
A lot of strange things happening.
I know it. What's your biggest seller right now?
You know, pepper spray is a big one. Pepper spray, stun guns, air tasers. We have these little Kit Kat things that fit on a keychain for ladies to wear to defend themselves with.
Let me see them little Kit Kat things. as long as they're not rattlesnake eggs, you're always the practical joker, Dave.
Oh, no.
You still got some practical jokes down there, too?
Oh, yes, of course.
Look, he's got something set up in here, I know.
Oh, look, I've got all kinds of things in here. Oh, my gosh, look at that. What is that?
Well, surveillance cameras, those have to be big, right, Dave?
Because
everybody wants to know who's coming around their yard. We don't
have
any lights, street lights out there where I live. And ours go on and off. We've got the motion detectors.
No street lights?
No street lights.
Wow.
Why not?
What's your address anyway?
Yeah, fat chance.
Okay, I do have this thing.
Oh, that scared me. Stop it. Stop it. Boy, that would run somebody off, wouldn't it? Don't you hit that again. Oh.
That's the idea, but it's very intimidating, the sound of it. If you get touched with this thing, it's a stun gun. You get touched with it, it's got 3 million volt. Non-lethal, but this thing will definitely wreck your day.
Shake you up, right?
Oh, absolutely.
How much does something like that cost?
Those are $80 or $100. We give a lifetime warranty on them. And they're very small. They're about the size of a pack of cigarettes. No batteries, plug it in, 8 hours, and it'll go for 6 months or so on one charge.
And you know what? You're right. That little thing is pretty scary. You probably wouldn't even have to use it on anybody.
No.
But you could. It's small, and if you put it in your pocket, it'd be close. So if they got close to you.
Absolutely.
You know,
what scares dogs, too?
No, stop it.
No, don't hurt them.
Well, no,
you're
right.
Hurt them.
You're right, because there are some.
But if you get a dog coming after your dog.
Yeah.
You know, whoop, yeah, there you go.
And that happens.
Rattle.
And it won't kill the dog?
No.
Just lay him down for a couple minutes.
These are just bolted. They're very low amperage, less than a half amp, so it's not going to kill anything. Do you want to hold it?
Do you have? No. No, I don't want to touch it. No. I don't want to touch it. Do you have to have a license for that?
No. No license required for
age, though,
stun guns or age 18 and above.
18 and
air
above.
Air tasers, pepper spray, the rest of it need to be 18 years old.
Yeah, I'll tell you a story. I was at a barbecue. And one of their daughters came up to me and said she tried to come over there at the spy shop and buy some pepper spray, and you wouldn't sell it to her.
How old was she?
17. I said, you got to be 18. Well, he didn't know I wasn't 18. I told him I was.
Hmm.
I said, Dave's pretty sharp. Yeah. But she wanted it for school. She's scared. I mean, that's another thing. Kids are scared at school. What do you do for the kids?
What can you
do for the kids?
I think it would be...
This cat? This is a cat on a
Kit
chain?
Kat's fine.
What is this?
This little Kit Kat, plastic Kit Kat, fits on a chain, multiple colors. You put two fingers through it. You'd hold it like, remember how your mom used to tell you, when you're walking through a parking lot, put your keys through your fingers like they stick out. So in self-defense, you have to hit somebody.
This is
the same thing. It looks very innocent. Put your fingers through it. Becomes a little self-defense weapon.
It sure does. Wow, that could gouge some eyes out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, my
Ouch.
Daughter. Whoa, look out. Back, dude, back. Yeah, a little cat face with some sharp ears and two little places to put your fingers and gab.
Yes. And it's pink.
Oh, I'm feeling violent already, Dave. Take this. No, what else? No, that's good, though. I like that. And you got the stun gun.
Stun guns are great. Air tasers. Here, stand back a little bit further and I'll shoot you with this air taser.
Don't you shoot me with nothing.
You
scare me every time I get around you. I know you'd never hurt me.
Never.
What else? What are these little gizmos? I mean, you got a pen there. Is that a camera or a recorder?
You know, I've got something here that's really cool. It's called Purple Rain. Purple Rain is the funnest stuff. It comes in a little jar. It's about an inch by an inch and a half jar. And it has a greenish powder in it, innocent looking powder. This is the same type of powder if somebody robbed a bank and they opened up the money bag going down the road. Yeah, look at all the money. Boom. And you have an explosion. The chemical blows all over you and the money, and it turns a funny color. This reacts with human skin. You put it on a doorknob, a toilet flush lever, or whatever you want to put it on. Somebody touches it, it turns their skin purple for about a week. You can't get it off. And it
really?
Spreads like wildfire. It reacts with amino acids in your skin.
Uh-oh.
And
so it burns. It burns for a week.
Some funny stories to go along with this. You want to hear one of them?
Yeah, I do.
There's a dormitory in town, and some young men came in. They were all put together in the dormitory. So three or four of them came in our shop, and we talked about different stuff. They bought some of this. They went back to the dormitory,
and they had the new guy. You know, they have a new guy coming in, so they wanted to, you know, razz him a little bit. So they put a little bit in the toilet seat, and they put some on the flushlight over the toilet, and the gentleman, the young man, came in and did his business, and oh my gosh, I'm turning purple. And he panicked. He called the ambulance on himself.
Oh, my God.
And they got down there to the emergency room. They said, no, no, it's just dye. You're okay. You're okay. So the boys have been not allowed to come back in to purchase this purple rain.
And it took a week to get that off.
It took a week to get
it off.
But
it's a good way to catch someone that you think is doing something.
If you've got somebody in the house who maybe the money's missing and the jewelry's moved around and somebody's going through your stuff and you want to find out who it is, a little bit of this pattern.
Like on the doorknob of the drawer.
Right. Or a dollar bill. Put a little drop of Vaseline on something and then put a little greenish powder on it. They touch it. Man, you're covered. You're just covered.
And they can't get it off?
You can't get it off.
I mean, because you know they're going to go turpentine. They're going to go look for anything that'll...
We have balloons out in front of our shop. And whoever you are out there, you're going to recognize the story because we gotcha.
What
happened? Balloons. We have balloons next door at another business, Indian restaurant. And somebody kept walking by popping these big display balloons that are out by the sidewalk.
Just being malicious.
Being malicious.
Yeah.
So we put purple rain inside a balloon, blew them both up. So you really have to jab the balloon to pop it. Came back the next day, the balloons popped. There's purple all over and purple footsteps going all the way down the street. Probably 50, 60 feet out it was.
Oh,
it was beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody, we got you.
Can you get it out of your clothes if you have
it
to get it
It doesn't get in
clothes
so bad. It doesn't
it's
react
just your
with
skin.
Just the amino acids of your skin.
Wow, that's amazing.
Crazy.
What else you got over there? What's